Today, you'll not only watch part of God's big story, but I'll need your help in telling the story. Throughout the story, I'll ask you to help. But when I'm ready to move on, I'll say, and stop. That means you're to stop doing what I've asked you to do and listen. Sound good? All right. If you're ready to get started, let's begin. God had a plan to bring blessings to the whole world through the family of Abraham. That blessing started with Isaac.
Hi, I'm Isaac.
Isaac was Abraham and Sarah's son, the child God miraculously gave them. Isaac got married. He and his wife had two babies, twins named Jacob and Esau. Okay, it's your turn to help, guys. Can you make the sound of a crying baby? Oh, goodness.
Whew.
Good job, you guys.
All right. Well, that's actually two crying babies.
Oh, okay. So can you do like two crying babies? Oh, well, that was good. Yeah.
Oh.
Good job.
Stop. Okay.
Even before they were born, Esau and Jacob competed against one another. They were born on the same day, but Esau was older. At this time in the story, the firstborn son got the most of the attention as the one who would carry on the family name. Esau, the older son, grew up and became a very hairy man.
He's pretty hairy.
I'm Esau, and I'm hairy.
Esau must have been really hairy because his name actually means hairy.
I'm hairy.
His younger twin was named Jacob.
How's it going? I'm not as hairy as my brother.
Thanks for pointing that out, Jacob. Okay, so where were we? Yeah, Esau grew up and loved hunting and being outside.
Because I'm a manly man.
Okay, then. Esau was Isaac's favorite, and Jacob was Rebekah's favorite. Jacob was a thinker who liked to stay home. And God told Rebekah that Jacob would receive the blessing of Abraham instead of his older brother Esau. This is how it happened. One day, Esau came back from hunting, and he was very, very hungry. I bet his tummy was going, Did your tummy ever do that?
I'm very hungry. Mm-hmm. My tummy sounds like it's filled with a bear.
Oh, my growling. Goodness. Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's your turn to help, guys. You really got to help me with this one. Can you make a growling sound? Okay, that's good. That's a lot of growling.
They were good at that.
I know. So Esau saw his brother stirring some stew, and the smell made his stomach growl.
I will give you some, but you must promise that I get your birthright.
As the son who was born first, Esau had a right to a much bigger inheritance or gift than his younger brother. But Esau was so hungry, he gave up his birthright, his special gift, you guys, for a bowl of stew.
I'm going to give it up. I'm so hungry.
Sometime later, Isaac realized he was going to die.
Hey, Esau, before I die... Why don't you go on a hunt and make your old pop one of those special meals that you make?
While Esau was gone, Jacob's mother, Rebekah, helped Jacob trick his father, Isaac. Isaac could barely see any longer, so Jacob put on goat skins and Esau's clothes. He brought Isaac a meal and pretended to be Esau.
Esau, well, when I said make it quick, you sure listened. All right.
Isaac felt the hair from the goat skins and was tricked into thinking this was his son Esau. Isaac put his hand on what he thought was Jacob's head, blessed him, and said,
"Let God give you all good things. Let everyone serve you. Let your brother bow down to you, and may you inherit our family's blessing from God." You got it, Dad. Esau, is that you? You sounded just like Jacob.
Right after Jacob left, Esau came back from his hunt. He brought the meat to his father and said,
I'm back. I brought your favorite meal, and now you can bless me. Didn't I already do that?
Isaac realized he had been fooled, and he was very, very upset, you guys.
I've been fooled, and I'm very upset. Can't we just have a do-over? No, Esau. I'm afraid there's no do-overs. I cannot give you my blessing.
Isaac could not take back his words. Instead, he blessed Esau and he prayed.
God, protect my son. He will serve his younger brother. Are you nuts? I'm not serving Jacob. He stole my inheritance, and he has the family blessing.
Esau was very angry. Jacob had to run away from his brother so he wouldn't be killed.
I've got to run away from Esau so I won't be killed.
God had chosen this family to fix his relationship with everyone he had made. And even this special family showed they needed God to save them. God chose to keep his promise to the family of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They weren't perfect, but they were chosen by God. When God makes a promise, he keeps his word. God is always faithful. No matter what, God keeps his promises.
Wow.
I know,
that
right?
That was quite the story, Ms. Michelle.
I know.
Those characters were kind of crazy.
Very crazy.
Yeah.
The trickery involved.
So, who was Isaac's dad? Do you remember? That was kind of before this story happened. So
they said it.
That's right. It was Abraham. Good job. Oh, okay. And so they had twins.
Yep.
Twin sons. Mm-hmm. So Isaac and Rebekah, twin sons.
Yep.
And do you remember their names, friends? Yep.
Yep.
The hairy one was Esau.
Yeah.
And who was the other one?
Who was the other one?
Jacob. All right. Good job,
friends.
And what did Esau have that Jacob wanted? The birthright. Oh, that's so good. All right. And this isn't a part of the story that I do, friends, but how did Jacob get what he wanted from Esau?
Not in a very good way.
He tricked him.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. He tricked him. Hey, friends, has anyone ever broken a promise to you? And how did that feel? Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, no. It kind of hurts your heart.
Yeah. Ms. Michelle, can you name one promise that God makes to us?
To always love us.
Yeah. But you know what? God doesn't break his promises, does he?
Never.
No.
Nope.
And you know what, friends? Even though Abraham's family made a big mistake, even 1 to 2 generations later, God kept his promises to them.
That's right.
Hey, friends, how does it make you feel to know you can trust God to be faithful and always keep his promises to you too? Yeah.
In God's big story, we learned about two brothers who competed to be the favorite son and get the family's inheritance. Even when the brothers were tricky and did things they shouldn't do, God's plans didn't change. God made a promise to Abraham's family, and he kept that promise, even though the brothers made mistakes.
Our God is a great big God who created all things and knows all things. He knows exactly how you're feeling and what you need.
Yep.